This is Omni Radio, the official voice of the United Nations in Liberia. The Omni Radio News at 11. I am Romeo Togba. Good morning. A three-day validation meeting for the One Health Program, an action plan, begins today in Buchanan, Grand Bassa County. The meeting is sponsored by the Government of Liberia and the United States Agency for International Development, USAID, through the National Public Health Institute of Liberia. The One Health Coordination Platform is an approach based on the collaborative efforts of professionals from multidisciplinary working groups locally, nationally, and globally. The intent is to attain optimum health for the people, animal, and the environment, cutting across multi-sectoral areas in order to strengthen a fundamental One Health approach in Liberia. A team of officials from the World Bank has paid an acquaintance visit to the Forestry Development Authority, FDA. According to the Public Affairs Manager at the FDA, the World Bank officials during the visit discussed the stakeholders' meeting that was held at the Sapo National Park. Rishi Gear told Omni Radio that the poor implementation of ongoing project and the disbursement of the project funds were some of the observations made by the World Bank's team. The proprietor of the charity daycare and orphanage in Tottenberg, Bomi County, has called for a concerted effort at taking children off the streets in that provincial town. Nessie Mia told Omni Radio that many school-aged children in appalling conditions roam the street daily during school hours. He said the situation has led to him establishing his orphanage to help give the children a decent life through education, health, and the development of the human being. Nessie Mia, however, appealed for help from the government of Liberia as well as humanitarian organizations to expand the services of his organization. The news is coming to you from Omni Radio, the official voice of the United Nations in Liberia. A senior official in the MDC party has said Zimbabwe's main opposition leader, Morgan Tsvangirai, has died in South Africa. The Tsvangirai, 65, a former prime minister, had reportedly been suffering from colon cancer. MDC vice president Ida Muziri told Reuters that he died in the evening. Family sources, he said, communicated that with him. Mr. Tsvangirai's career was marked by a prolonged political struggle against former president Robert Mugabe. He had been beaten and imprisoned numerous times. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has hit back after police said he should be charged over alleged bribery cases. He called the allegations baseless and said he was certain the truth would be revealed. His government is stable, he insisted, despite criticism from a key member of a coalition. A police statement on Tuesday said there was enough evidence to indict him for bribery, fraud, and a breach of trust in two separate cases. The Attorney General's office could take months to decide if Mr. Netanyahu should face charges. And police have said at least 17 people are dead after a 19-year-old man opened fire at a high school campus in Parkland, Florida. The suspect has been named as Nicholas Cruz, a former student at the school who had been expelled. As the attack unfolded, students were forced to hide as police swapped in on the building. It is the deadliest school shooting since 26 people were killed at a Connecticut school in Sandy Hook in 2012. That's the Omni Radio News at 11, a production of the Public Information Section of the United Nations Mission in Liberia. For more news and information on OMU, you can log on to www.omu.unmissions.org. Facebook.com/Omni2003. I'm Romeo Togba. Good morning.